Hello and welcome to the Chapter 5 Introduction to Law Notes on Interpreting the Constitution. Interpretation of the U.S. Constitution and Federal or State Legislation. People can generally agree on what the text of a constitution or law says. They often have problems, however, over interpretation. This is when they cannot reach a consensus on what it means in today's culture. Generally speaking, there are two main ways in which court justices, judges, and legal analysts interpret laws and constitutions. A, as a living document that evolves as society changes, or B, as fixed documents whose meaning never changes from the time that they were written until now. Roman numeral 1, interpreting laws and constitutions as living documents. The document's meaning is viewed as continually evolving to meet the culture's changing beliefs, practices, and knowledge. This has been the position of most of the justices of the U.S. Supreme Court in recent decades. Roman numeral 2. Interpret laws and constitutions as enduring documents. This theory of interpretation is often called strict constructionism. It interprets a legal document as meaning, today not what current society, much less the court, thinks it ought to mean, but what it meant when it was adopted. It requires a judge to apply a law or constitution only as it was written. The term has a second meaning. It is often loosely used as an umbrella term that covers three slightly different philosophies. The first, letter A, originalism, is the belief that the meaning of the U.S. Constitution is static, fixed, and knowable. It is to be interpreted today in the way in which the authors originally intended it. One might look at the writings of the framers of the Constitution for guidance. This is a very popular theory among political conservatives. Letter B. Textualism. This is the belief that the Constitution's or law's ordinary meaning as perceived by reasonable persons living at the time that it was adopted should govern its interpretation today. Other factors are considered irrelevant, including the actual intention of the body that created or passed the document, the exact problem that it was intended to solve at the time it was written, whether or not the law is just, or whether or not the law can be justified. And finally, letter C, literalism. This is the belief that a constitution or law should be interpreted according to the literal meaning of its words at the time the document was authorized. Thus, the contemporary writings of the framers are not relevant to any interpretation of the Constitution. The only thing one needs to interpret the Constitution is a literal reading of the words contained therein, with an expert knowledge in the 18th century meaning of those words. The debates leading to the final draft are not relevant. The Federalist Papers are not relevant. Only the words. The historical literalist takes a similar look at the Constitution as an originalist does, but the literalist has no interest in expanding beyond the text for answers to questions. Supreme Court decision-making, extra-legal influences. Number 1. Judicial activism. The proper role of the court is to assert independent positions in deciding cases, to review the actions of the other branches vigorously, to strike down unconstitutional acts willingly, and to impose far-reaching remedies for legal wrongs whenever necessary. And number 2, judicial restraint. This is the opposite approach to judicial activism. The courts should not become involved in the operations of the other branches of government unless it is absolutely necessary.